Once again, good evening, everyone. Such a pleasure to be here. What Baruch Hashem, I say this every Tuesday and Thursday, but what a beautiful Kol Torah in the Beis Medrash, really uplifting, especially during this time of the 9 days, as we begin tonight, the 9 days. It's great because for all of us in our community. One of the most troubling Mamari Chazal that we speak about almost every year in all of the Sfarim, whether it's the Pashtanim, the Darshanim, the Sifrei Chasidus, all speak about is the famous Gemara in Derem Daf Pe'alef, where the Gemara says something so startling that the reason for the destruction of the second Beis HaMikdash, the first one, of course, was destroyed because of the big three, the big three sins. But the second one, the second Beis HaMikdash, was destroyed because Shel Berchu Batorah Tichila. The Klal Yisrael didn't take the time to say Berchu HaTorah. And all of the Mefarshim, no matter where you look, all ask the very same question. You know, of course, it's a terrible thing. It could be a mitzvah d'oraisa, of course, and it's an important thing. But to say we lost the Beis HaMikdash because of not making a Birchas HaTorah, quite a powerful, very startling statement the Chazal make here in the Gemara. What does it mean? The Pshat, of course, and all the Mefarshim and the Sifrei Musar speak about this is one word. It's Chashivus. When you make a bracha on anything, whether it's a food, certainly a mitzvah, you give it Chashivus. And so to hear that the Jewish nation didn't think the Torah was chashiv. It was intellectual, it was stimulating, but it wasn't chashiv. And therefore, them not making a bracha showed they had no chashiv with the Torah. They didn't find it important, and that's the shot. I want to share tonight an amazing thought that I saw this morning from the Radomsky Rebbe, the Teferet Shlomo. Every piece in Teferet Shlomo is amazing, startling itself. And he writes the following. The key to understanding this Amar Chazal is actually in the Pasuk in the Yirmiyahu Perek Tes, which it darshens from in the Gemara itself. Alma Avda Haaretz, the Pasuk asks. And it continues by saying, Azda Matarati, that we have forsaken his Torah. But Alma Avda Haaretz, that's what the Pasuk actually says. Tiferet Shlomo says, when somebody learns Torah, it's not just about what you gain internally for your neshama, you feel stimulated and inspired. When someone learns Torah, it's mashpia internally, but externally also. When we learn Torah, it has ashpa on those around us, in our family, our community, Kal Yisrael, and literally the entire world, the entire earth as we know it. It's both internal benefit and external benefit. And so therefore, when the Gemara says, based on this pasuk, Amal Abda Haaretz, why was the temple, the land destroyed? They left Torah, it means that the people didn't have that in mind. They thought about the internal gain of Talmud Torah. They didn't think about what it does for everyone, that it brings bracha to everyone around them. And that's what they weren't having in mind, writes the Radomsky Rebbe. But what's more amazing is a proof that he has for this. Listen to this proof. It's really profound and truly startling. After Birchas HaTorah every morning, we recite three different passages which are supposed to be representative of all different parts of Torah, because we should immediately want to learn. We say from the Chumash, we say from the Mishnah, from the Braisa, we have Torah Shebichsav and Torah Shebal Peh. What was the chosen passage from Torah Shebichsav? It could have been any pasuk in the entire Torah. What did they choose? Birchas Kohanim. What is Birchas Kohanim? It's a symbol of a person, a Kohen, a leader in Klal Yisrael, whose sole purpose is one thing and one thing only, to be mashpia tov, to give bracha to all those in front of them. Writes the Radomsky Rebbe an amazing thing. Why they choose that pasuk out of all psukim? Because a person, when they learn Torah, is supposed to be in the mindset of a kohen. They're just like a kohen. Their whole essence is to give bracha to those who are listening to them. So too, the purpose of someone who learns Torah is supposed to be a person who has in mind not just the internal gain, but be mashpia tov, al kol Yisrael and the entire world. That's the proof that he brings. And when a person doesn't have that in mind, not just they lose out, but the world at large loses out. And that's what the Pshat in the Gemara is. As we begin tonight, the 9 days, and talk about the rebuilding of the Beis HaMikdash, we should hopefully have in mind this idea that we have to realize that our learning Torah is not just for ourselves. It really is Mekayim Kol Olam Kulo, and how we should be Zoche and Mirta Hashem by having that Kavana to hopefully Mirta Hashem share Talmud Torah not just here in West Hempstead, but Mirta Hashem in the Mikdash, Bikarov, Biyameinu. Shabbat Shalom and Chodesh Tov.